again, folks. This is my mixed bag of updates, part two. So we couldn't get my income tax return filed, so we decided to go to the Service Ontario Centre and get my photo ID card form filled out and my picture taken. Now, I told my mum approximately where the building was that we'd have to go to, but she wouldn't believe me. She thought it was in a different place. So we ended up going way out of our way and having to ask people, and it turns out that I was right all along. Oh, I'm sorry. Believe me, I'm very grateful for my mum's help. I'm really glad she was there yesterday. But I don't understand why. I especially notice this with people who can see versus people who can't. Why people who can see think that they know better at times than people who can't. Like, I mean, I'm the one that lives in this city, not my mum. So I don't understand why she didn't listen to me. But anyway, enough kvetching about that. We had this really long walk out of our way to get to the Service Ontario Centre because it turns out that I had been correct all the time, and my mom had thought it was in a different place. And when we got there, I was feeling really, really shaky and nauseous from this seizure. My mom is a really fast walker. Now, mind you, so am I at times. But she knew I was having a seizure, and she wouldn't slow down, and I was starting to feel really faint. So when we got to the Service Ontario Centre, I was having a really difficult time talking, and the gentleman there that was trying to help was asking for my personal information, like my address, and all I could really do, at first anyway, was stutter and stammer. Now, my mum was right there, but she didn't tell the man that I was having a seizure. I don't know why. Maybe she was embarrassed to have to say that. Or maybe she thought that I would just be okay after a minute and that she wouldn't have to say anything. Or maybe she didn't want to cause him undue worry. I don't know. That could be, because some people might get really concerned and think that it would turn into a grand mal seizure or something, which mine do not. My seizures don't actually cause any brain damage. They do disrupt brain function, but they don't actually cause any untoward damage. So maybe mom just didn't want to cause the guy any worry. I don't know. But in that situation, to me, I think she should have said something because she knew I was having a hard time talking. And the guy thought that I was a total idiot. And he was then asking my mom all the questions that I would normally have been able to answer for myself. It was a really embarrassing situation. But anyway, the important thing is, in the end, it got done. I got my picture taken, the form got filled out. I should get my photo ID card in the mail within 3 weeks. But our troubles were not over because Mum wanted to try another income tax clinic that had been recommended to us. So we drove there, and again, Mum couldn't find a parking spot because the downtown area of my city is so bloody busy. So that wasn't her fault. But she said, okay, you're going to have to get out of the car and go in by yourself and see these people by yourself because I'm going to have to drive around for a while till I find a parking spot. Now, I don't know what we could have done differently here, but at this point, I was seriously in difficulty. I had really lost control of my faculties because of the seizure. I was feeling confused. I was feeling disoriented. I was having difficulty getting words to come out. So I didn't want to go into this building on my own because I knew I wasn't going to be able to talk to the people at the income tax office properly. But I didn't know how to tell my mum that, so I just said okay. So I got out, and she told me where to go to get into this building. Turns out the office I needed was on a different floor. And here was I wandering around, not knowing I was supposed to be looking for elevators. It took a long time for someone to actually come out of an office and ask if I needed help. And luckily, at that point, I was lucid enough to give the person an answer as to where I needed to go. But then when I finally got there, I entered a phase of non-lucidity and was not able to give the woman at the office the information that she was asking for. So what I tried to do, because I couldn't even tell her I was having a seizure, that's how bad this was. I tried to cover up my inability to speak by coughing, and she very kindly offered me a glass of water, which I took, and that gave me a chance to sort of sit down and relax for a minute. And then I was finally able to get the words out, or at least most of them that I needed. I did stutter and stammer a lot, and she probably thought I had mental problems, but that's okay. And I had all the forms with me that I needed. I had organized that beforehand. So I was able to give her all the information, and she was able to take it from me, and she just said, well, I can't file this now. I've got too much else to do, so you'll have to come back next week and pick it up once I filed it, which is no problem. I don't mind doing that. She was very kind, and I'm glad that we were able to get it done. So then when I got out of there, my poor mom had still not managed to find a parking spot. I did feel really badly for her about this. I just wish she would listen to me more, that's all. It just bugs me when people who can see assume that they know better than people who can't. And that's what she was doing. But anyway, so she still hadn't found a parking spot, so she was still driving around, and she saw me, and she picked me up. And I told her what happened, and at that point I started to cry, because it was so embarrassing to be in there having a seizure in public and not be able to talk properly, not be able to tell people what I needed to tell them. Oh, I hate it when that happens. See, if I have an inkling that I'm going to have a really long seizure like this, when I'm on my own, I don't go out for that very reason. It's such a horrible feeling because as I said, I tend to lose control of my faculties. And now my vocabulary and my facility with language are things that I'm generally very good at. Some of the few things I'm good at. And so when I can't use what I'm actually good at, it's awful. And lately I've been having a lot of seizures, and I think that's part of the reason that I've really been struggling with depression lately, because having these seizures is preventing me from dealing with the public and therefore being able to find lucrative employment. And I don't know what to do about them, and all the doctors that I'm seeing don't seem to know what to do about them either. Anyway, I'm so sorry, folks. I know this boo is a real downer. I do apologize. It's just been a really stressful time for me. So, to make a very long story short, we got done all the things that we needed to do, and then we got to the hospital where my appointment was. But it was still kind of a continuation of the horrible day, because I completely forgot what building of the hospital we were supposed to be in. Now, this was entirely my fault. I should have written it down. I didn't. I've learned my lesson. Next time, I will write these things down. My seizure disorder has caused a lot of short-term memory issues. So I completely just lost track of what building I had been in before and where we were supposed to go. So we went to the wrong place. And the people in the building that we were in had never even heard of this doctor. So they said, oh, why don't you try X floor? So we did. And the people we talked to on that floor had never heard of her. So they called up her office, and it turns out she was in a completely different building, which was on a different street. But she very kindly offered to come over to the place where we were at that time. And of course, when she got there, oh, blah, I have to make this a part 2 or part 3.